We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Time for color radio. It's the channel in the know. All around we'll be found, bringing the hit to. Here is color radio.
WMFO in Medford.
Starting to spin at bus 14. Veering at 17.17. Your baby, over and out.
Time for
strike the box.
A wonderful
WMFO.
Is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me, and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon, when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Was having trouble, what a sad story. Needed a new leader to for its former glory.
Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me.
And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace.
Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Assume, just for the moment, that you are a dishonest man.
Assume away.
Just why? Sorry, sorry, sorry that I didn't go last night.
WMFO in Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web. It's WMFO.org. You are listening to Chris here on Strike the Box. Back after a week of work to play 2 hours of freeform radio. Anything and everything, as you can just tell what I was just playing there. We started off with some Tom Lehrer with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park because it's springtime. I actually have the window open. I can enjoy the outside. It's not freezing. There's no snowstorms or anything like that. So I'm enjoying spring. That's why we started with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park and followed it right after that with some John Moore, Zero Mostel, and Gene Wilder, and Mel Brooks with Springtime for Hitler from the Producers soundtrack, 1967. And some easy beats with Sorry. Hey, what can I tell you? Sorry. Get over it. It's anything and everything here. So hopefully you're listening in. Or listening to the archive if you can't listen live. If you want to check out the Strike the Box Facebook page, just go to Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO. And you can check out the page and the group. You can join both. The group, you just got to get a little accept, you know. But for the most part, I just hit, yep, accept. Unless you look like a bot. And then I say, no. And if you want to call in the station here, and if I can grab the phone, you can call at 855-915-9636. I've got some important information coming up in this show, so make sure you keep tuning in. Wicked important stuff. So there you go. And I'm running off for just 1.5 CDs here, so this should be an interesting show. Not that I'll make a mistake. Who, me? Nah, never!
Hey!
sniff inside of you. Why be so matter of fact? Why put this one bit of hope in you? So be out on that line. I hope that you're having fun with me. There's not much left to attack. I hope that you're nearly done with me. You sold me out of last time. All sold out, I've never seen a mind so tangled, a girl so strangled. All sold out, well, I felt so green. It was just like that. I was put down flat. I was sold out, just like that. Oh, dear. You doing it? Your mind has just jumped the track. I took a bit different view of it. You sold me out of that slide.
Entertainment, that's entertainment.
The Jam, that's Entertainment from Beat Surrender 1982. Polydor was the label. Started off with some cheap cassettes. I actually typed in the wrong band. I will be playing them probably in the next set. But the cheap cassettes with All Anxious All the Time off their self, off their titled All Anxious All the Time LP from Rumbar Records. Why does it say that? It's not. It's Rumbar Records. Maybe that's why. Okay. Lemon Drops with I Live in the Springtime from 1967 off the Rembrandt label. And some Rolling Stones with All Sold Out, one you don't really hear anymore, from Between the Buttons, 1967. Kind of sounded like the LP was having a little trouble there. A big thank you to David who called in saying hi, hello. And unfortunately right now, yeah, the sun has gone back in the clouds. It was sunny a second ago, a few minutes ago. All right, so what's my special announcement? Well, you know I've occasionally brought up Bill Kelly, who does his show down in WFMU in New Jersey. Bill Kelly, known as the Sultan of Surf, the Rad Daddy, the Black Hole of Rock and Roll, the Sty and the Mystic Eye, the Guru of the Garage, the King of Sunday Afternoon, as well as a lot of other names bestowed upon him. Well, I have been invited to go down there and have an all-out, no-holds-barred, Texas chain match, steel cage, smackdown, garage against garage, Massachusetts versus New Jersey radio show. So if you'd like, you can tune in to WMFU Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. You just go to the WFMU website, where they are strictly freeform radio, listener-supported, and community-supported also. It's not a college station. It's just a community radio station that doesn't do any commercials, which is supported by all of their listeners. But he has been gracious enough to invite me down this Sunday, so I'm going to drive on down, do my 2 hours, put on some ice packs because I'm sure it's going to be a big rumble, and then head back home. If you're interested, just send me an instant message or via Facebook, and I'll give you the link to tune in. All right, let's get back to some music here on WMFO in Medford 91.5. Kind of curious what I actually queued up here. It's going to be a tough day, I know it.
Flashback blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on it. Jean Genie lives on his back. Jean Genie loves Jimmy Stacks. Like a reptile, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Jean, let yourself go.
and screaming. We had to pinch each other just to see if we was dreaming. They hit the loud and passing under less than half an hour. Lord, it started drizzling and it turned into a thunder shower. Girl.
The Connection, Get Out of Denver.
Baby, go.
Off of their CD, Just for Fun, from Rumba Records. That's what I meant to play earlier, but I messed up my players here. We started things off with some jam. At least I believe it was the jam with That's Entertainment off of Beat Surrender. No, that's what we didn't stick, because I think I already talked about it. David Bowie with Genie Genie from Changes Bowie. The 4019s, because I noticed that Nick checked into the Strike the Box radio show page. Easy Come, Easy Go off their Good Fortune LP 2017 from Cool Cat Records or Rock Ranch Records. So make sure you Google the 4019s or Cool Cat Music. Sonics, He's Waiting. He's Waiting for You. From Boom, 1966 off of Etiquette Records. A great label out of Tacoma, Washington. And the Connection with Get Out of Denver. Hey, since it's a little warmer outside, I know you'll be walking around. And if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on your distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and wait, and wait, and wait a little bit more, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting a good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. No, I don't want a live version. That's what happens when the computer starts taking over. Yep, it's gonna push this button, push that. And stop telling me I got warnings! Warning, warning, close excessive tabs! Stop telling me! It's like your mother or your parents when you're driving. Slow down, slow down! No, I don't want to slow down, I want to crash!
Down on me! You see a hand that's held out toward you. Give some love, some dead man.
fortune. Please don't pass me by. Let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune. Yeah.
WMFO, MF 91.5. You just finished up with some Tom Petty from Damn the Torpedoes. Even the Losers, which is a very interesting story if you read what inspired that song. I'm not going to tell you everything. You're going to have to look it up yourself. From 1980, though, Even the Losers. As I said, off of Damn the Torpedoes. Janis Joplin went Down on Me. Actually was off of, I believe, the Big Brother and Holding Company LP, but the station computer, which keeps telling me, warning, 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 shut up. Jimi Hendrix Experience, Little Miss Strange from Electric Lady, 1968. I believe it's Noel Redding on vocals there, I believe. Again, I just didn't have time to look it up, but it wasn't Jimmy, that's for sure. That's why I wanted to play it. Song that did not have Jimi Hendrix on vocals. The Del Fuegos. Come on, you remember the Del Fuegos. Everybody around here remembers the Del Fuegos. Backseat Nothing off the Longest Day LP from Slash Records. K-Star, Wheel of Fortune from 1954. Actually off a soundtrack, the LA Confidential soundtrack. And like I said, we finish up with some Tom Petty. But if you'd like to hear something, and now you have time to look it up, 855-915-9636. Got a few people, I think, that are checking in. Oh, my niece, Kimberly. Loves Tom Petty. And I'm sure Tom would love you, too. She's checking in. And thanks to everybody else who's been checking in. But let's get back to some Muzak. I know I got something queued up here. I'll try and find it. Hold on. And since it's 12:55, let's make it all legal. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.